Pelosi on using impeachment to stop SCOTUS nomination, we have arrows in our quiver. By Pam Key on September 20, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said on Sunday's broadcast of ABC's This Week that Democratic lawmakers have arrows in our quiver. When asked if impeachment was a possibility to stop lame duck Supreme Court nomination should President Donald Trump lose the White House in November and the vacancy following the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has not been filled. Anchor George Stephanopoulos said, "Let me press you though on what happens. You want people to get out and vote. And even that's no guarantee that the White House and Senate Republicans won't try to push through a Supreme Court nomination in a lame duck session even if Joe Biden wins on November 3rd. Even if Democrats win, pick up seats in the House, and maybe even the Senate. So what can you do then?" Some have mentioned the possibility if they try to push through a nominee in a lame duck session that you in the House can move to impeach President Trump or Attorney General Barr as a way of stalling and preventing the Senate from acting on this nomination. Pelosi said, "Well, we have our options. We have arrows in our quiver that I'm not about to discuss right now. But the fact is we have a big challenge in our country. This president has threatened to not even accept the results of the election with statements that he and his henchmen have made. So right now, our main goal, and I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg would want that, to be to protect the integrity of the election, that we protect the American people from the coronavirus." Stephanopoulos pressed, "To be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver and not ruling anything out." Pelosi said, "Yeah, we have a responsibility. We've taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We have a responsibility to meet the needs of the American people. That is when we weigh the equities of protecting our democracy requires us to use every arrow in our quiver." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.